Hi, and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. I'm Imogen.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
And this is ostensibly an advice podcast where you, the listener, can send us questions and we will answer them and give you a very particular brand of salty, bisexual, middle-aged advice. Gen X advice.
Although, yeah, apparently we're all just, maybe we're all millennials now. Who knows?
I'm not still. Apparently the cutoff is still 1982.
I refuse.
I'm still an old.
I am not going to be a millennial. That. I won't even settle for that zennial bullshit. So.
Zennial.
Whatever.
Look, I'd go join, what's Josh's generation again?
Z.
Yeah, I'd go join Z, but I don't think they let you skip one.
Yeah, I don't think
if you're
going to
be moving up or down.
Yeah, I mean, like, millennials were nothing for ages, so I'll just take whatever they throw me. Like, they were nothing until they wanted to start complaining about someone, and then suddenly millennials happened.
Yeah.
Basically. But anyway, yeah, we'll give you advice. Some of the Gen Z actually calls us their old aunties. So... If people consider us aunties, I'll be fine with that.
Very fine with that.
I think no matter what generation we get put in, we're probably older than most of them. No matter.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I'm the oldest person on the Discord at the moment. But
are you older than Tom?
Yeah, I think I am.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
No idea.
I'll have to ask him. He's a fresh faced young lad as far as I'm concerned.
Everyone under 30 is a fetus, so.
Sorry?
Everyone under 30 is a fetus.
Yes, that's very true.
Yeah.
Very remarkably conscious and sentient for fetuses, but still pretty good.
Yeah, he's 36.
Oh,
I checked in our introduction thing, you know, that thing we have.
That thing we have.
I mean, I had to go through a lot because they were talking about samurais and...
Oh my god, yeah, like...
We're so bad at moderating this.
We are.
Although it's hilarious. Yeah, so if you guys come join our Discord, one, we'll pretty much let you get away with
anything.
One of us snaps. Because at the same time, I think we were like, we need to get talk out of the question section. Because literally, it happened overnight, like, while I was thinking about doing it overnight. And I was like, okay, I need to sleep. I can't do it. And then I wake up and I was like, oh, yay, someone else snapped.
I lost my shit. I was like, in all caps and still in a good mood. You know, I was like, you assholes. I've got to stop chatting in this channel. I can't find anything.
It's such a refreshing change to go from one of the Discords that I'm in, which has got 1,600 people in it, and then to this one, which has got six, which is nice.
Six miscreants.
There's a few more than six.
Yeah, I mean, we ostensibly have, like, more than a dozen, but, you know, six active, maybe.
Yeah.
Baby bipopped today just to drop a furry joke and run.
She literally...
Yeah, I saw that this morning. I was like, yeah, it's good. It's good to know she's thinking of me.
Yeah.
Thanks for thinking of me.
Oh, she's good like that. She's nice and polite.
She is. I need to play that game, though. It looks good. Yeah, do we have any questions this week?
Excuse me,
could you find any questions this week?
We do, and they're a little easier to find now.
We have an itinerary, and we're going to stay on book today. Okay.
Yeah. Jeez, Imogen, we talked about this right
we
before
talked
the
about
podcast.
This, like, literally an hour ago. We're still
I have
in
no
the
memory.
Intro and chitter chatter portion of the schedule outline for today. Where we give our pleasant week in review, so we've already covered our temper tantrums.
Oh, we can cover the fact that I'm less sick, so I might be sniffly a little bit, but, you know, I sound like a human being again. I can think thoughts again.
A very husky
fun.
And sultry human being, but
yeah.
Still.
I know, we should have taken advantage of it and just, I should have just opened up a fanfiction at random or something and very sultrily read it.
Well, if you were going to read a fanfiction, you needed to read one about snake penises, because that was
I can do an easy search, I'm sure. I'm sure there is already a tag for, like, there was one about him being a snake, and it had to be tagged, not bestiality, I swear. Basically, Demon's Fandom for extensively tagging things so I know what to jump around.
We take back everything we said about over-tagging.
I do. I take back literally everything I ever said. Now I need it. I need it so much.
I have problems with tagging when they tag something, a ship that I'm interested in, and they only mentioned in passing. Then I get ropeable.
I hate that so much. I do. I don't mind when someone, like, people will sometimes specifically tag, like, background X or Y, and it's like, fine, that's fine. But don't use the main tag for it. That's no good.
Yeah, that's,
because I get so mad when I do a search for, oh, it would happen all the time in the Dragon Age fandom, because
I feel so betrayed.
There'd be so much Solus Inquisitor or Cullen Inquisitor, and then background stuff. I'm like, stop it! Anyway,
so onto our first segment. How about cooking with Canada? Today we got a doozy, guys. Are you ready? This week we have pickled jalapenos, almond milk, and eggplant.
I guess almond milk on, like, a fundamental level, unless you cannot drink milk at all.
Unless you have, like, a nut allergy. Then I guess you couldn't, drink it.
But no, I'm against it on, like, it's so stupid. It's mostly water. I'm against it on a fundamental level, unless you're lactose intolerant and you, like, really want some sort of milk. In which case, I still feel like there's better options.
It's
mostly, like, water and sugar. And, like, almonds take so much water to grow.
They do.
And they're grown in California, which has no fucking water in the first place.
And they don't put that many almonds in it.
Yeah, it's like three almonds and mostly water and sugar.
Yeah,
and
you're not getting much out of it anyway, but...
Anyways. Yeah, like, I guess if you have it, I don't know what you would make out of this. I would probably
use the almond milk to steam the eggplant.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could probably make some sort of, like,
Like a gratin.
Yeah.
Like an eggplant, like, gratin.
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah, that would go.
I actually really like eggplant if it's, well, funnily enough, as with a lot of vegetables, I only really like eggplant if it's crumbed and fried. So.
I'm very fussy with eggplant. Like, either it has to be pulverized so I don't know it's there, or it has to be breaded and fried. Like a parmesan.
I can eat it normally, but it has to be cooked right. Like, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes it's just sometimes it's dry, and sometimes it's too chewy, and...
Oh, I hate it when the skins are thick. Like, when they're really, really thick, and you can't, like...
I mean, it's fine if they're cooked properly, but... Like, I don't want to deal with the skin. Get the skin out of my way.
Yeah, it can be cooked well, and then it's just kind of, when it's, like, nicely sautéed or something that's nice and soft.
Oh, unless it's those skinny Japanese eggplants.
Yeah.
Those are pretty awesome.
Because then they're less... I don't think I've had any of those.
Oh, yeah. You should try them. I can't taste the difference myself, but, like, the skin's not tough, and I don't know, I just like them better. They're easier to handle.
More efficient. So what was the third ingredient? It was almond milk, eggplant.
Jalapenos, and you can just chuck those on top.
Yeah.
Or I could make, I could bread and deep fry that eggplant and make a sauce out of jalapenos and almond milk.
I was going to say, just use the almond milk to steam both and then make poppers out of jalapeno poppers and some fried eggplant. Just go... I mean, I guess it'd be a terrible dinner, but it tastes real good.
Well,
like,
I
eat it. I'm just whatever.
Like, in an effort,
I couldn't.
To,
I
go
couldn't,
ahead.
I said I could. I wouldn't be able to eat it because then I'd just be on the toilet all day next day. But that's cool. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't either, just because my stupid shitty gallbladder, like, and your non-existent one,
right,
makes jalapenos a tricky thing for me. I'll still eat them, but then my body's like fights back. It's determined to make me real white, and it yeah, makes me so mad.
You don't even want to get that far with Imogen. if you just
I am real white.
Sit the jalapenos next to the milk for a little while.
Give me hello jalapeno La Croix almond milk. I don't want to eat it. No, I had what did I have the other day? I had Indian takeaway. Had Indian takeaway, and the thing about Indian takeaway is that we always get many papadums because papadums are the fucking best. And of course, they're made out of soy or lentils. No, they're made out of lentils, aren't they?
Yeah.
Papadums.
Mm-hmm.
So you deep fry them, and they turn into beautiful chippy goodness. And unfortunately, lentils make you poop.
Yeah, I'm so,
so if you eat enough of them, if I have Indian takeaway, it's pretty much the whole week gone for me.
I'm so mad because the thing that I got food poisoning from was at a Indian and Pakistani place, and I love Indian food, and I can't even think about it like without feeling kind of queasy. It makes me so mad.
I went out.
I could still eat like naan and shit. I'm sure I could get away. Because I would risk it. Whatever. I love naan. But
I would die for bread.
Yeah, I don't know that I could eat anything like actual food wise.
Oh, I went out to brunch yesterday with our listener Lizzie, and patron, and because she's on island right now with her life partner. And I don't ever know what to call people unless you tell me what to call your own person.
Well, as long as they're not in in fan fiction, you can call
boyfriend
them
boyfriend,
call them boyfriend, girlfriend. Just don't write fic about them.
Oh my god, there was a Good Omens one where someone called Crowley Xerophil's boyfriend, and then he was like, "That's stupid," and I thought of you.
Oh, thank you. It is stupid.
Xerophil was like, "Well, we're very old. I don't know if boyfriend works."
So I went out with Lizzie yesterday, and I had over the course, like, of course I had a mimosa with brunch because we went to one of my favorite places, and over the course of brunch, and then we went over by the poolside at their hotel afterward and, like, chatted for a while, my coffee cup just magically kept refilling.
Oh, wow.
I think when everything was said and done, I'd had 6 cups of coffee.
Oh, no!
Like, not like normal portion size cups of coffee, you know, like the kind that I drink. You know how like you get like a 16-ounce mug and that's your cup of coffee? Yeah. So by the time we got home yesterday, I had lapped around through caffeinated into caffeine crash. Like, I had so much caffeine it made me tired.
Yeah, that happened to me that time we recorded.
I crashed to lap by the end. It was so funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
And my stomach was so mad. I've never had my stomach get angry at me for coffee, but I don't remember.
Well, mine does all the time, unless I
eat coffee at once.
Unless I make sure to eat like an actual meal while I'm having coffee, it makes my stomach unhappy.
Yeah. So I thought,
helped by the fact that I eat a bunch of bowls. Like, my coffee is quote unquote coffee, a bunch of sugar and cream.
Like the advice from this podcast.
Yeah, like our advice. It's ostensibly coffee.
So I thought, like, in an effort to get somebody other than Canada to challenge us, that we could set some rules, and I've written some down here so that we can bicker over them if we want to, and we're better to do it than here.
Definitely.
And you can cut it if
this
you
is podcast. This is a podcasting process.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it always? 59 episodes in, and we're we're getting the hang of it.
I just say, as long as we're absolutely and totally professional by 69, I'll be fine.
I
figured
I'm not gonna be professional at all.
On 69.
At episode 69. So if you want to try and stump us, or if you honestly only have a few things in your pantry to make dinner out of, you can send that to us. The rules are 3 items total, and they have to actually be in your house. They still have to be reasonably consumable.
Yeah. Like, don't just be like, pepper.
Yeah. and like, don't be like, I've got some moldy tomatoes. Like, please don't do that. If it's produce that's gone off a little, I'm really good at using that. but I mean, it's
got things that are past their best before, but not unusable.
Yes.
It's fine.
Yes. And actually edible things, we would prefer not to encourage murder on this podcast. And then
unless it's in the name of Organates.
Yes.
But then it's not us.
That's not us. That's the Organates company.
Yeah, that's totally the Organates. Legit. yes, but we wouldn't speak ill of our sponsors.
Never. And then our rules are we have to deal with all three ingredients. We can't just like... And whatever manner we deal with it is up to us.
But
we have to at least acknowledge said ingredient and deal with it in some way. We can only add reasonable pantry staples, like oil, spices, breading, tortillas, something like that. So,
I object to tortillas, but you know I do. So that's
I know you do.
Because you're a monster.
Yeah. What kind of monster doesn't have tortillas as a staple in their cabinet? Like
we've got two different kinds of tortillas right now. We've got like little taco corn tortillas and big flour tortillas.
Yes. I think I have at least two, maybe three varieties right now. And tortilla chips. So I know that doesn't count, but whatever. Shut up.
Yeah, we've also got tortilla chips.
So anyway, you can... try and stump us because this is fun. Like
it is fun.
It is good fun.
Yeah, Canada's been upping the ante, and I feel like as middle-aged wifeys, we've got experience at this.
Domestic goddesses, I think is the
Domestic
correct
goddesses.
Term.
Yeah, and as people who all had depression and just like ate whatever the fuck, probably at some point.
I actually bought two pillows of pepperoni at the store the other day.
Damn it, now I'm a fucking pepperoni.
I know, just so like an open
I didn't eat before this. No!
Did you know they make pizza sauce in like a squirty bottle? You know,
yep,
like a ketchup bottle, you can flip the top and just squirt it out, and I got some of that.
Yep, I've got that in my fridge right now.
Nice.
That sounds like some mouth pizza needs to happen. Just like put some pepperoni in your mouth, squeeze that in,
squeeze some pizza,
drop in some shredded
handful of cheese,
some cheese.
And bite the tortilla.
I was listening to a podcast, and one of the hosts has invented a thing called fridge cheese. Which is where you get the packet of cheese out of the fridge and you eat it between going from the fridge to the TV, you eat the cheese, and that's called fridge cheese.
I don't care. Yeah, I didn't know there was a name for it. I called it like 3 a.m. girl depression snack.
I think we've all got our own version of fridge cheese, but I'm enjoying the idea of because you know how they say that as well when you've got depression and you've got the makings of a sandwich, but you don't have the energy to make a sandwich. You just eat the bits of the sandwich without making it into a sandwich. I was like, I really love the idea of doing that with the pizza instead of squirting the pizza sauce in.
Sometimes I'll just
making a mouthful of pizza.
I'll just stand at the fridge with like the lunch meat and the cheese and roll it together and eat it.
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah.
Oh boy, we do have questions. Would anybody like a
cool
question? Yeah, we've got some questions. Tom asks, "What piece of historical clothing should make a comeback?"
Codpiece.
Codpiece.
I don't know why you guys want fucking codpiece.
I don't know, but I really also want a ruff. Though I love a ruff.
Yeah,
I think it would drive me crazy. Like I think eventually.
Oh, it would drive me insane. I would tear it off within moments. Like I cannot have stuff around my neck like that. I mean, I'd go for the obvious, like cloak, cape, very good.
Oh, wizard hat, yeah, all that stuff.
I want men, like not for me, but I want men to start wearing like big tall boots again and heels
and tights
and stuff. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breeches. You know,
breeches.
Pants that only come down to just below the knee, and they. Yeah. That'd be cool on guys. Yeah, anything Regency stuff on.
Yes, Regency stuff is very good and definitely should come back for guys at least.
And also the Regency stuff that like the Pride and Prejudice era type stuff. Those dresses look way, way more comfortable than every other dress.
They do look very comfy. Like, they look like pajamas.
Like it's like, you know, okay.
I love it.
Are those the ones that like, are kind of tight at the boobs, but then
yeah, they have like the
yeah they.
The, Empire, whatever.
Empire
waist.
Yeah, so it's nice for people who have tummies and stuff as well. So it's just like they're really flattering. They show off your boobs. They don't show off your tummy, and there's no corset underneath it. Well, there probably was, but you know, you could probably get away without it.
There's probably like another 13 pounds of underwear underneath it.
Yeah,
so.
yeah, definitely. Especially in winter when it was freezing fucking cold. But yeah, I like Regency outfits.
It is
a lot.
All very
but,
good. And hats. I love hats.
Oh. I want big hats with hat pins, like the kind you have to pin.
Yes! Like all the crazy flowers and shit.
Yes! So that I can go around and stab my enemies.
Yeah, the like the old lady church hats.
Yes.
I like the fact that we can ostensibly wear whatever the fuck we want these days, depending on, you know, religious affiliation and whether or not you're bound by stupid things like dress codes at school, which, you know, is a rant for another day. I love the idea that you can just choose what you want to wear. I mean, like, have an aesthetic and do it, but except that I'm so fucking lazy, I don't have an aesthetic and I couldn't be bothered. But
I don't have the money for my aesthetic, but like, I just like the, I do like the fact that with the internet, you can pretty much do, if you have the money for it, like, do any aesthetic you want in the world.
Yeah.
Like, there's all sorts of, like, historical reenactment type shit if you want to, if you wanted to go Regency all the time.
Exactly. I mean, it would cost so much money to go Regency.
So much, yes. But
but you'd be pretty and your selfies would be nice.
But yes, that's why I would like it to come back in general, because then it would be much easier if I could just go to Target and, like,
get yourself
get some
a bustle.
Cute Victorian boots and
like
shit.
Like a Forever 21 of Regency fashion.
I mean, this is the thing that makes me so mad is that Target, that stupid Facebook has figured me out, but not how much money I have. So they're like, look at these cute, like, Regency boots. And I'm like, can't. Or look at these cute, like, Victorian boots. I'm like, nope, don't have the money. And they're like, look at this. Look at this jewelry. I'm like, don't have the money, but it is cute.
For real, though.
It's like, I'm sorry, I've thrown off your thing, but I'll click on them to look at all the pretty, like, dresses and stuff you show me that I in no way can afford.
It hurts. I've bought things through Facebook where I've clicked on it, and the things I buy through Facebook are always really fucking weird, like my Jeff Goldblum boots I got through Facebook. I get.
One of your pairs of boots.
Yeah, one of my pairs of boots, like, I got my Jeff Goldblum boots and my buy boots both through Facebook, so Facebook tries to sell me, amongst things such as fake penises and tummy controlling underwear, the two big things they wanted to sell me. I mean, it's like I think I might have reblogged a trans activist post at some point, and they just assumed that I was F2M trans, which is fine.
I don't have a problem with them finally figuring me out, mostly because. That's what it did before, was it would be like, well, you reblog this or you like this or whatever, and it'd be like, here's some kids stuff. I'm like, look, I know I have a lot of friends with kids, but I don't know.
I know. I bought baby gifts recently, and Facebook, like, exploded with diaper ads and shit like
that.
Oh,
yeah, Target. Like, every time we go and get, like, a gift for, like, a niece or nephew or friend's kid or whatever, like, they'll be like, oh, diapers are on sale. I'm like, Target, I do not have children. Considering that I just bought like a 40-pound bag of dog food, you should understand what's going through my life.
Well, maybe you're feeding. No, you're not. You wouldn't. Feed that's very bad. Of me.
I would at least get wet dog food. Jesus, if I was feeding my kids.
Oh God, no! Give it bright. Get them dry food.
Yeah, give
the
them
wet
dry
food's
food.
Gross.
They're naturally drawn toward it anyway. Like, I had a friend.
I'm just saying,
young.
You can get, like, good, like, actual fucking meat wet food, whereas, like...
Oh, you mean, like, actual
I'm not going to feed them, like, kibble. I don't want to feed them kibble.
I don't know. I ate cat kibble as a kid.
My older brother used to eat dog food, because, like, the bowls would be on the floor at, like, a friend's house and so...
Exactly. My nephew actually will, for a little while, he wouldn't eat at his high chair. He would only eat if he thought he was being sneaky and getting away with something. So they'd like put his dish on the floor. And I was gonna send them like a dog dish with his name on it. But I decided maybe that wasn't like the best. She thought it was funny. My sister-in-law thought it was funny.
Yeah. But yeah, if dogs came by, they might ask a few questions.
Oh boy. Rosie asks, if a goose came in with a handwritten list of mischief, how would you react?
Look, I was actually talking to Travis about this, and if geese were, like, even if it was a small percentage, if geese were that adamantly mischievous, I would actually be very impressed, and I would probably help them with it. Because, look, it's not a fucking... House. Yeah, because if it was a Canadian goose, they'd probably fucking murder you. But this was just a good white goose.
Just a good boy goose.
Yeah, it was like, it depends on, like, for example, we don't have very many geese here. We do have geese here.
I was going to say, it's funny because the game is set in Australia, or it's made in Australia, or set in Australia.
Oh! Yeah, I think it was made in Australia. I think it might be set in, like, I don't know, it feels very British.
Yeah, there's a little thank you at the end about filming it, or creating it on
native lands. Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, God, I remember that because some fucking idiot on Twitter went, oh, this is how the SJWs are going to destroy gaming again because you're thanking the native people for, oh, for fuck's sake.
I totally knew that people were going to complain, though, because I was like, oh, look, there's women and people of color and, like, they're all just, like, vague blobs, so how dare the women not be sexy?
I know! how dare.
Why can't the goose fuck the ladies?
Where's my ladies. Zeus roleplay?
I think there was a swan, but yeah. We do have geese here, and the first place I really encountered them domesticated was on a vineyard, and they were guard geese. Like, literally, they were employed as guard dogs to chase off.
Oh yeah, geese are sons of bitches. That's why it's a very convincing game. It's very
And kangaroos will literally run away from geese because they're scared of them.
So, I will definitely believe it.
Anyway, yeah, I would probably, depending on what was on the list, like, as long as the list didn't involve, you know, destroying my stuff completely or killing my kids.
If it just, like, wanted some shit and stuff, I don't know, I'd help it. I'd be like,
yeah, I feel like I'd help it. If it had a handwritten note saying, I want to do these things, I'd be like, one, wow, two, sure, why not?
Yeah, or at least, not interfere and I'd watch it or something.
Have either of you played it yet?
No,
I haven't gotten, because it came out while I was sick, and I literally could not do anything. Like, my brain was like, but I watched Travis play, and...
It is so fun, like...
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It really is, like, I just, like, ran around cackling and I cackled, the goose honked, like, press Y honk.
Oh yeah, Travis would, like, pointedly, like, start flapping his wings and honking at people mockingly out of their reach and stuff all the time. And I'm like, oh, this game's so good.
Oh, and it's such fun objectives, because, like, if they catch you, they start chasing you, and they'll kick you and knock you around and stuff, and at one point, I grabbed the old man's keys, and I was like, ha ha ha, and I took off running, and I dropped them in the lake, and I'm like, fuck you and your keys! And that, I won't tell you how, but it came back to bite me in the ass later, and I had to go find where I dumped them.
I love it. I've got to play it. I'm sort of really wrapped up in Don't Starve at the moment, so I haven't got it yet. But I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it at some point.
Yeah, it's on my list to do soon. Now that I'm feeling human again, I just had to catch up on everything else I wanted to do.
It's on Switch, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's on Switch. Cool, and
I think the kids will love it as well.
Yeah. All my homework that's due tomorrow is done, so I might just play it tonight.
Goose time.
Yes.
Goose time. I deserve it.
Good time. It do. It do.
Zom wants to know, when is the last time you fell down? And I don't think she means just fell down. I lost the thread of the conversation through all the talk of desserts and wizards or whatever the fuck was going on. But I think she means, like, flat on your face, completely fallen down.
I'm pretty sure
I did that, like, last week or the week before.
I actually have surprisingly good balance and usually can save myself before I fall down. I'm sure the last time was probably sometime on ice.
I will trip and fall down on nothing. It took me years to come to the conclusion that I need to just not fight it. Yeah. I just need to let it happen because I hurt myself worse trying not to fall.
Yeah, Travis falls all the time. So if we're going for like a hike somewhere slightly perilous, I'm always like hovering behind him because he'll fall. And I'm like, I just want to catch him.
Oh, you're such a good wife. Yeah. I fell over about a year ago when I was walking the dog, just poof. In the middle of the road too, which was great. Oh, and yeah. I don't even know why, like, because I was just walking normally, but I tripped and fell. And it is such a weird feeling. Because you know when you're a kid and you fall over, like, you're so low to the ground anyway, it doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. You might skin your knees. It doesn't hurt that much.
Oh, yeah, when you're a kid, it's nothing. You fall and you're like, you're up again.
Yep. Bounce
when you're old, you're like, well, I'm gonna die now.
Yeah. When you're 5'8" of, you know, 85 to 90 kilos, falling it's like, fuck. You've got all that pressure going down you. Oh man, yeah. No,
falling was not so much a fall as a very slow. It was when I threw my back out and I was like, I think I can walk, and it was like, wah. I was like, nope, in a lot of pain. It's like, no.
And down she went.
Yeah, I fell over as well. Obviously, this is extenuating circumstances, but after I had my surgery, I decided I could go to the loo on my own about, probably 2.5 hours after I'd come out of surgery, and I was so fucking high.
Yeah, those are the last times I can remember, definitely. Like, it was, when I threw my back out one time, definitely went down, and then... Oh, yeah, I think after I... puked from my blood draw. Mm. I think they were like, I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. And they were like, are you sure you can walk? And I was like, yes. And then I think I just barely stood up out of the seat and was like, nope. I'm gonna wait a little bit.
It was kind of funny after surgery because I went into the bathroom and I fell in the bathroom and somehow managed to turn on the shower as I fell. And I fell right quite near the assistance button, but I was so off my face that I couldn't press it.
But I want to laugh at you because
it was pretty funny.
Mostly because I've been there.
Yeah. But I fell right next to the assistance button and I was trying to press the assistance button, except that what I was doing was pressing the word press, which is pointing down the assistant button. And I'm pressing the word press. And finally I just go, it's not working. So I just started to shout, so help. And then they came in and found me, but it was the most, because I was sitting there like a wet from head to toe because the shower was on. And the shower was on cold as well. So it was like freezing cold. On the floor with my pants down because I was trying to go to the loo. It was the most humiliating thing I've ever done. Oh. And it was worse too because I'd come out of surgery and they'd put some sort of sorry Rosie needs to not listen to this, but they'd put that stuff through you that turns. I think it's a dye that goes through you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it makes you want to go to the toilet all the time when you come out because you're full of this stuff. So, but they wouldn't let me get out of bed, so I had to use a bedpan for the rest of the night. I was like, fuck this. This is so annoying. I hate everything about this. Luckily, they gave me more drugs after that too. So
that was kind of
fun.
That was kind.
It was. I was like, you stay in bed, lady. Yeah, don't try and do that again.
Zom also asked, how many times per year do we think we fall down? But I think in my case, I won't speak for the two of you. It'd be easier just to list the days that I don't fall down. I have a great mystery bruise on my knee.
I very rarely fall. It's one of the only things I have going for me.
I don't fall very often.
My dad called me Grace as a child.
Sorry?
Clumsy.
Oh. Yeah, I fell over at my sister, my daughter's birthday party too, because she had an ice skating birthday party and I stacked it on the ice, which is never fun.
You set yourself up for failure there.
Yeah, I did. I was like, it was really funny because she got off the ice. I was skating around with her, having a really good time, and I was getting faster and I was enjoying myself, and she got off the ice. I was like, I'm just going around one more time a little bit faster because you're not with me and I can make it. I can do it. I was like,
she not with me.
2 seconds after she got off the ice, I poof. Down. Flat on my back. Oh, God, it was funny. Oh. Anyway, I haven't been back ice skating since then because I was very, very embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, but also painful. I used to roller skate a lot, and I don't know how I didn't die roller skating because I fell down a lot less when I would roller skate than just walking.
Maybe your body needs the speed.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe you just not at the right
need
right
some
speed.
Momentum. Or you should get some Heelys.
Yeah.
All the time.
No,
do you
no,
think
no,
they
I
have Heely sandals you could wear?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think part of that, though, is that with roller skating, like, the ground is very smooth and flat and meant to be skated on. Like, there's nothing in your way, in theory.
No, it's actually really good with considering my dogs that I have very good balance, because they do their best to try to pull me off my feet. Pretty much, if sometimes I'm walking at, like, I'm walking, leaning backwards at about a 45-degree angle, just...
In falling down with three huskies, like, I feel like you would be like
in
danger
I'd
of being drawn
die.
And quartered.
Yeah,
at the same time.
Just like... die. Someone would find like my arm attached to their leashes or something. Like, oh my god, yeah. One time in my life, I bought a fucking leash splitter so I could just have them on one leash and split it between the two. And this was when I only had two, and one of them was Sirius, who's the most plodding old man, and so I was like, this will be fine. No, they fucking, I took them out one time and they found something they wanted to get at, and I grabbed onto a tree and I could not stop myself. It's just luckily it was fall, no. So there was enough leaves on the ground that I just slid along on the leaves. I still kept my feet somehow, but I could not stop them until they got to what they wanted to get to.
Well, like, if you don't have the splitter, are you not able to?
It's the splitter.
Are you not able to
it,
let
it
go?
It combines their pulling power, so it makes them unstoppable.
Oh, so you can't ration that out between hands.
Yeah, like okay, like okay. Usually I'll have them between two arms, and that makes it easier. but yes, when they've got the splitter, it's like, okay, I understand how these pull sleds really easily.
That's exactly what was going through my head right
now. Yeah, because that's exactly what happens. And so then I never used it again. I was like, this will make my life so much easier. I can just use one. Nope.
Someone knocks on the door late at night for Travis. We found this arm.
Yeah, we found an arm with a ring on it. Oh, God. Yeah, that was not good.
Are we ready for Crit Corner? The lit Crit Corner?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What are we criticizing today? Everything.
I have a retraction to make officially.
Oh, yeah!
so I don't think... Okay, I'm not retracting everything I said about Hamlet. He's still
a
dick.
Partial retraction.
Okay? A partial retraction, okay? Like a mild fuck-up. I don't think that Hamlet's fatal flaw was inaction anymore. In fact, I think that it's very possible that he was a little too hasty and committed to his actions too quickly. I mean, like, he goes in to talk to his mom, and he thinks the king is hiding behind the curtain. He's just like, aha, I'm gonna stab you! I mean, that was pretty decisive.
He makes the decisions, he just makes really fucking bad ones.
when Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are, like, supposed to take him to get, like, abducted by pirates or whatever, I mean, like, murdered in England, something, like, he's just, he doesn't even blink, he's just like, haha, I'm gonna forge this letter, and now they're gonna be dead.
Yeah!
I knew we were gonna talk about this, so I doubled up and just watched the, David Tennant and version of Hamlet.
Oh, I didn't know there was
one. Yeah.
Yeah, at BBC, it's got David Tennant and Jesus. There goes my brain, apparently.
Not Jesus. He was dead by then.
Yeah, no, I don't think he had a very prolific BBC career.
My instructor actually told me that there's a very good version with Benedict
Patrick Stewart, Jesus.
Okay. Yeah.
Patrick Stewart, Jesus.
Very big, and then I know, and it's an actor I know, and I like, and I cannot think of it, and it was driving me insane.
Yeah, she used to watch one with Bandy Snatch, Cumberbatch, whatever. But
Bindi Wink Littlewomb.
She does make a good point, though, is that, like, he has that face for that existential.
No, watch David Tennant, because he's got a lot of face for any human. He's got a lot of face going on.
All right, I'm gonna actually try
definitely
and find
a
some.
Going
it's
on
good. There. He's very emotive.
I'm gonna try and find some Hamlet screen caps of both of them, and put those up on the Instagram.
Oh, I'll do it for you. I've already got some, so I'll just feed them over to you.
That would be perfect.
I saw live, back when I was quite young, Richard Roxburgh, whom I will get a picture of for you guys so you know who it is, do Hamlet, and he was amazing. He's a guy, he's quite famous for a couple of things, but he was in a, what was he in? God damn it, a Mission Impossible film at one point. But he's very, 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 very handsome. One of the ones with...
Tom Cruise.
Yes, one of the ones with Tom Cruise in it. Why can I not remember anybody's name anymore? It's so bad. Here we go, here he is. But I saw him do Hamlet and he's... very, very attractive. So I'm going to put him into media links. And anyway, I fell in love with Hamlet after I saw him do it live.
Okay, I know who that is.
Ooh, very handsome indeed.
Oh, is that like a modern Hamlet? Or is he just posing in his overcoat?
No, it is a modern. It's modern-ish. I think it's supposed to be like a bit back in time, but it is modern-ish. It's
I like that.
It's fun. So then they do things. So like... You know, he shoots instead of stabs without looking.
Well, that's always, I mean, I know that I love that Romeo and Juliet. I really do love Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. I can't.
God, I won't hear a word against
it. But it doesn't translate very well. The gunfights don't translate very well into.
They're so fun, though. I love the stupid gunfights.
Yeah.
But Hamlet, I mean, he uses a gun once. He does still use a sword. They make ways. It makes sense. I think it's a pretty.
Well, I think in West Side Story, the fact that they're having a knife fight at one point as well works. Sorry, there's so many different adaptations of Hamlet. God. Oh God,
it's I love insane, Basil. Yeah. God, I love that version so much though. And they're stupid. They're guns with the names on the guns. And
yes, so my sword.
Look, some of the modern retellings are like just completely spot.
Yeah.
But I stand behind the Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes, Romeo and Juliet. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's
what we're talking about.
I was saying it was Hamlet. It's not Hamlet. It's Romeo and Juliet. But that's what I meant. But with the drag queen, Mercutio, that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, sorry, I was looking for a photo while you guys were talking about Romeo and Juliet, and I thought you had mentioned it, and I was like, I'm just gonna bring it up anyway. what was I gonna say?
Yeah. Oh God, Bendy Wink Womplesles.
Yeah, that's why I was saying if you want someone with an emotive face, go, David Tennant, he's got his...
I feel less badly about him now that he's not doing Sherlock anymore, which is... Because Sherlock just annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah,
I still get to hate him because people bring him up a lot in the stupid good Owens fandom and it drives me insane.
Ew, why?
Yeah, whenever there's a big...
Why?
Because fandom.
It's British and so people are like, we must shoehorn in fucking... Sherlock, and it's like, no!
Oh my God, no!
I know, I'm like, why are you doing this? Stop!
I just stodgily stick to the American version of Elementary now. Like, I refuse to...
Yeah, I do it even more just because it annoys them so much.
Shit, I had something relevant to say! I hate him less. Now that he's not sure.
Yeah, I hate him less.
And I'm sorry, yeah, Rosie, if you've and come I... back since listening to the surgery story, step away for a minute because I actually didn't hate him as Doctor Strange. Like, I actually liked the role. And I don't really like Doctor Strange
very good.
That much in comics, and I didn't like him as an actor, but for some reason it worked for me. So.
Oh, look, I really enjoyed Doctor Strange because he was so fundamentally unlikable. It was really well done. Like, it's like that big point about liking problematic characters and saying, you know, like, I'm trash for horrible people. I love my favorite characters in most things are horrible people. And, why not? Why not?
In the Chuck Wendig series I'm reading right now, I'm reading the Miriam Black stories. She starts out very unlikable, and you're like, oh my God.
You love her.
What is wrong with you? But of course, I was in love right away. I was like, I love you, and I want all the good things for you in the whole world. And every time she fucks up, I'm like, baby, come on. Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I don't like about the Harry Dresden books, but I do like how unlikable Harry Dresden is. I really enjoy people being shitty, and I wish that there were more shitty women.
I was actually just thinking that the other day. I wish there was more that were just allowed to just be kind of shitty.
I get really, really fucking annoyed. Like in some of the things I'm into at the moment, there's a couple of women who are quite problematic, and problematic is the fuck. I hate that word, but you know, a couple of women who are quite. They're going through some shit in the story at the moment, and they're not coping with it very well. Like they're going off and being unreasonable, and some elements of fandom are just laying into them. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, I think the whole stupid purity culture, is not helping with any of that. But I mean, fandom's always real bad about women who are who are anything, I guess.
especially if the women, especially if the women happen to be being a little bit mean to the main male character, possibly telling them that they're making bad decisions or something like that. Oh, how dare you!
In any way, like, speaking against, even if it's trying to help them or whatever.
Yes.
Right.
I get so shitty with people who get annoyed. And like, oh yeah, someone was just going, she was so mean to him. I'm like, yes, because he's being a dick.
Oh my god.
He's being a dick. He's my precious boy. Like, no, he's not. He's not your fucking precious boy. He's a dick.
He's a dick. Yeah,
you can like dicks. Embrace it. Like, just embrace that they're awful.
He doesn't have to be perfect yet.
In theory.
Yeah, otherwise we wouldn't be here in this bisexual podcast.
I mean, I'm iffy on them, but whatever. I like them well enough to
I appreciate what they can be used for.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could remember what I used it as a metaphor for yesterday. I was talking and I was like, you know, they're similar, but, you know, not equal. You know, kind of like balls in a scrotum, how one's always higher than the other. But I can't remember what I was comparing. But I'm gonna have to write that one down so I can use it in another book. So that sounds like a car in line if I've ever heard one.
yes it does.
I mean, if we could replace dicks with tofu, then you know, it would be okay.
We've already discussed why we can't, but I mean, I like tofu possibly less
than dicks. Yeah.
At least in my mouth.
Yeah. But you know, we're not putting the tofu anywhere else because it's not the right pH balance.
No, we discussed it. It's fine pH-wise.
It is the right pH. It is the right pH.
Texture-wise, it's useless.
Texture-wise.
Water soluble. And possibly. Probably.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
And yeah. Possibility of yeast infections high.
Anyway, should we take a Cora question? I got a doozy for us.
Yes, we should. Yes.
Okay. this one just came across my email the other day. Where did I put it? Oh, okay, here it is. I actually wrote it down. I'm like looking for where I put it, but I closed the tab because I wrote it down. I was prepared. The asker says, how do I tell a family member that they have gained weight in a polite and encouraging way?
What, do they want to gain more weight?
Yeah, that's getting some weird fetishy right? language.
Like, first of all.
Good job!
First of all, way to assume that your family member doesn't already know.
Who is like.
Like, I don't question my jeans every morning when I pull them on.
Oh, man. I mean, the use of the word encouraging there is interesting. It's like, if they're trying to say, you look better. But
I think they meant, like, encouraging them to address
To lose
it.
Weight, yeah.
I mean, my short answer is don't. Like, go look in the mirror and say to the person looking back at you, you're a fucking asshole who thinks that weight is the most interesting thing about someone.
Unless you're, like, seriously concerned for someone's health, like, it's a very drastic change.
Yeah.
Don't.
Even if you're seriously concerned, if it's a very drastic change, like a really sudden one.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's a really sudden
But even then, I mean, if they're not themselves aware of it, I mean, I would not be saying you've gained.
Well, yes, I mean, you don't have to bring it. I don't think you need to be like.
There is no polite way to do it, though. Like, there just isn't.
And, yeah, there's not.
I mean, my grandmother was never shy about it. Like, she probably still does. Yeah. I don't know, because she's older now and she has less fucks to give. You know, she would be like, wow, you've really put some weight on.
Oh, yeah. My whole family always got on me, like, all the time.
Which is...
You lost your baby weight. Yeah, because I was fucking... small child. Jesus, leave me alone.
Oh my god, I hate that. Yeah, just don't
do it.
Yeah.
My grandfather who was, as I think I've discussed before, a fairly horrible man, was telling me a year before he died, oh, you've gotten a little fat. And literally saying it like that, like, you've gotten a bit fat. I'm like, you're a short asshole, fuck off.
Yeah, like,
you're a short asshole and you brought up my father really badly. Fuck off.
Oh my god.
Like, god. I mean, I love my dad, but yeah, one time, I think it was like, I mean, I had gained a fair amount of weight, but it was because I was fucking depressed.
And,
and I was aware of it, and my dad was like, you really need to lose weight. I'm like, Dad, you have been my entire life well overweight.
Right? Yeah. And what is need anyway? Like,
yeah.
Who's to say? Who's to say?
Yeah. Because it's like, no, you're just making me feel bad.
Yep.
I don't need that. I already have depression.
You can't shame a person thin, because if you could, I would be a buck 10. So
yeah, exactly. Like, there wouldn't be a person in this fucking world who wouldn't be super thin.
And that's one of
the amount of crap that people give about.
When Baby Bi got out of treatment, we decided not to go home for the holidays that year because... we didn't want to put her in a position where, you know, one of my family members commented upon how often she eats or what size she is or anything like that. You know, we didn't want to, like, take that risk at all.
Yeah, because people feel very entitled to saying shit like that.
They really do. And I just, like, it's none of your business. You know?
Yeah, and it's so many times it can be bad, like, because, like, yeah, people can lose weight for bad reasons, like they were sick, either because of an eating disorder or, like, had some sort of physical illness or whatever, and people were like, oh, you're looking so good, and it's like, that's not a good thing to say.
Yeah, one of the answer givers was like, oh, well, I don't ask directly. I told my family member that I had already started my Christmas shopping and said, oh, and I just wanted to make sure that I got the right size thing for you, and it was this size, and was that the right size? And
oh,
I'm like,
God.
They totally know what the fuck you're doing.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh yeah, my size is fuck off.
Exactly.
My size is fuck off.
That is the episode title.
Good. I was going to call it Patrick Stewart Jesus, but that's the last
Sir Patrick Stewart Jesus.
Sir Patrick Stewart Jesus. It was so funny the way you said it, because it didn't say, because you'd said Jesus before, but no, that's not Jesus. But no, it's Patrick Stewart Jesus, not actual Jesus, Patrick Stewart Jesus. He's the other one. The second coming of our Lord and Savior, or the first, Patrick depending Stewart on your religion.
Jesus. Actually, I'm gonna write down my sizes, fuck off. This is the episode title. I'm going to use it on Instagram.
Yeah, we can still use it for promotional stuff.
Yes. Actually, you know what? That's a really good t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Merch ideas. My size is fuck off.
That's some great podcast merch right there.
Yeah.
It's a good, that'd be good on a mug too, actually.
Yeah.
A travel mug.
Yeah.
My size is fuck off.
Yes,
because you could use that. I went into Starbucks yesterday, with the express intent of getting a pumpkin spice latte. They don't sell them here at all. Fuck you, Starbucks, or at least I couldn't find them on the menu. And I was too embarrassed to ask.
I remember because then you went bonkers when you were here.
Yeah, but I thought that just because there was no Starbucks there. There's like one or two Starbucks in Sydney. There aren't very many. Like, there's one in a shopping mall out.
That's actually the reason sticks. When I have the Starbucks ones from Pokemon Go, I'll send them to you because it makes me laugh. I'm like, here's
you guys
Starbucks for you.
Oh my god,
I get a lot of. Mormon church ones from Brandon. It's just like you're trying to tell me something here.
No bell anymore.
No, that's right. Sorry, I'll bleep that out. Yeah, we're not allowed to say the word anymore.
I was actually thinking I will censor it. Talking about adding sound effects and stuff, you should add a bleep every time we mention them.
I will bleep it
now.
Out. Because they are now a dirty word. They're a dirty word.
Change their ways.
Oh my god, Pokemon Go. I was in my I'm in a Facebook group, but I'm not gonna name it because it's secret. I'm an elite Pokemon Go player. And someone asked if they could share, because we have like a whole thread with our friend codes, and they were like, "Can I give some of these friend codes away to my friends who have just started playing over here in Scotland?" And like some of the people were like, "Well, just tell me first, you know, and tell me who, blah blah blah." And I was like, "Yeah, sure. Give my friend code to all 12 cunts in Scotland." Like all of them. I'm like, that's fine. I want their Glaswegian eggs. And I every time that I've opened my Pokemon
brings
Go
a whole new
since then
meaning to Scotch
I've got, like,
eggs.
Yeah, I've got
Scotch eggs.
I'm so mad at myself I didn't think of that.
Well, now you can say it next time and act like you made it up.
Oh, you're perfect. but every time that I've opened up Pokemon Go since, I've had new friend requests. I, no shit, got, I want to say, well over, I broke 100 friends. I've got I got well over 30 friend requests in 3 days from Scotland.
nice. Yeah, my Pokemon
that means you get lots of
right
Mr. Mimes.
Since I was sick, so I hadn't played much, and now it's like...
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
All right, we probably should wrap up.
We probably should. Before we get too far, I wanted to tell our listeners, we talked about it just before we started recording today, that as incentive, and I've totally ripped this off from the Resolved Mysteries podcast, ladies, because I thought it was such a good idea, to incentivize you to give us reviews wherever you get your podcasts. For every review, not just a rating, but like actually writing out a review for us, we'll donate $1 to Scarlatine, who is a really wonderful, I can't tell you enough good things about Scarlatine.
They give actual good advice.
They give actual good advice. Do. It's sex education, like irrespective of gender and everything. Like it's full. It's the most comprehensive sexual education I've ever encountered, and they've been
amazing. I've got one of their books for my daughter.
Yeah.
And it's really 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 good stuff.
I got Heather,
beautifully
Heather Corinna's book for
made and,
Baby Bye also.
And
it's just such a great organization. They've been open. They've been going for 20 years, and in the last couple of months or so, like their funding has fallen a little bit. They're all nonprofit supported, so. Yeah, give us a review, and we'll give $1, and I will match, personally, every dollar that we donate. So
I will do the same, which...
Awesome.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Because I can afford to.
Yeah. I have my VA
this week.
School money now, you know, so, like, I've got a little pocket.
You're rolling in it.
I'm rolling in it, and those hot book dollars... Those hot book dollars.
That's another good.
So
we've got like four different episode titles today. Hot book dollars.
We could make a list of all the potential hot book dollars of all the hot potential book. Titles and black out the one you choose and put it up on Instagram or something.
Yeah. that's a good idea, actually. That's another good, except that you'd have to be able to read by writing, which is impossible. Anyway,
if you just tell me, I'll type it up nicely.
But then it'll take away the intimacy of the act of me writing stuff down during.
That's great.
During
that's great too.
Recording.
I'm also
I do sometimes write stuff down.
Considering doing kind of like a book club thing for our Patreon people. Where I'm going to do like Chuck Tingle book clubs, but we'll talk about that at another time. I thought that would make...
We might discuss it.
Yeah, that might make fun mini-sodes or something like that for just Patreon
people.
Yeah,
I think so.
We might discuss it on the Discord with our loyal fans.
Yeah, we can do that in the Patreon
You can join
chat.
If you... Yeah. There's a link in the show notes to the Discord, by the way, if anyone
Excellent.
Can't find the Twitter.
Excellent. And, you know, if you want to contribute to any of our... quasi-organized conversation now. You can send that to bibibicast@gmail.com.
You can also go to byebyebyecast.tumblr.com, which has links to the Patreon, the Twitter, the
Instagram.
Instagram. We're all over the fucking place.
We're everywhere.
Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. And
I've also been making sure to include all the links that you can also find on the official blog, but I've been including them on Tumblr too,
yes.
So you've got the link to the Discord if you guys want to join. It's a lot of fun. Everyone's really nice. We haven't had any problems with anyone being
except
that one time Zom went mad with power.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we haven't had any problems with people being mean. We let them run roughshod over everything else.
Yeah.
But like no one's been shitty about like
anything.
we've been really lucky. We've got a great, you know, like foundation of dedicated listeners, and they're all pretty great people.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good community. Yeah. If you want to be able to join in and see ridiculous pictures that we put up during the episodes and try to guess what exactly we're recording.
on that note, by the way, I'm actually going to change release date this week because I've been realizing that we record the day after the episode comes out, and there's not really enough time for you guys to process the episode before we get to the next one. So we're going to change the release date from Mondays to Fridays. So this week you will get two episodes because you'll have had the one from yesterday and you'll have the one on Friday. That is Friday Australian time, not Friday everyone else's time.
So Saturday.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it'll be Saturday.
Saturday
no,
in the States. Wait, no.
Thursday.
Thursday. Do time.
Yes, I'm a day ahead, not a day behind. I am in the future. Thanks for listening, everyone. It's always a pleasure. We will see you again next week. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Gay space crime.